Good morning. I've been praying, trying to figure out where to start. We already had the passage read. Does everyone remember what it said? Right. Okay, I'm going to read it one more time. And I'm going to pray. Glory to you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless our efforts to hear you today. In Jesus' name, amen. In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of the Jordan. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not think you can say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire." I baptize you with water for repentance. But after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent means to turn from the direction that you've been going, turn from, and turn to God. That's what we're talking about, right? Repent. It's a Christian word. People use it a lot. But we want to do it. Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight paths for him. This is an invitation. We're in the second week of Advent. Advent means, in Greek it was parousia. So preparation, he's coming. This great person is going to arrive. The second coming of Jesus is what it was about. But we celebrate it now, before Christmas, because it's a looking back, a reminder. He came once, And he's coming again. And he's coming again. This is a reminder. Prepare the way. I don't know how many of you guys have ever made a road. If you've ever cleared a trail, it's not easy work. This is talking about a spiritual making way. And that's why repent is important. John was kind of a weird guy. He lived in the desert. He wore weird clothes. He ate weird food. That didn't seem to bother the people. If you notice, people were coming from all different places, all Jews, by the way. Because his presence was a promise of something to come. The Jews knew that they hadn't had a prophet since Malachi. And now here was one who was dressed like Elijah, the prophet who got taken up into the sky in chariots of fire. And he was preaching repentance. The kingdom of God is at hand. Even the religious people were coming. Now, John's words to the religious people weren't super comforting on first hearing. Being called a brood of vipers doesn't make anybody feel, I don't think, happy. But he didn't tell them, go away. He didn't tell them, this isn't for you. And I think this is the place that we particularly want to listen. All of us come to church. Most of us are comfortable reading our Bibles, praying, doing all the religious stuff, yeah? These words, we want to make sure we get clarity on what's being said. Repent, for the kingdom of God is near. Confess your sin. Yes, I said, confess your sin. Sin is whatever it is that we do, that we think, that is not God's ways. John told the religious people that they needed to produce fruit in keeping with repentance. This meant, don't do this for show. Because you're a religious person, don't come out here trying to get baptized just because. Your life needs to match this action. If you're really repenting, then your life should have markers that indicate repentance. This is not bad news. This is good news. If you've been feeling stuck, either possibly trapped by thoughts, behaviors, opinion of yourself, maybe folks telling you, you suck. I don't like the way you treat me. Whatever, right? Whatever things are coming your way, you believing those things. Maybe you do have some bad behaviors. Maybe you do have some bad thoughts. This is good news because you can turn from those things, those thoughts. Turn from those things and turn to God. We've been hearing all about the King of Glory. These people were coming to confess their sins to this weird guy dressed in all these things, eating those foods that they didn't eat, but they were willing to do this because they believed his message that God was near. That was good news. That what was could be in the past, and they could be moving towards some better life. Those of us who come from a Christian background really need to hear this. Our Christian pedigree is not what we are trusting in. If we come from 6 generations of Christians and our grandfathers on both sides were pastors, it doesn't prepare the way in our own lives. Advent is about the second coming of the Lord. This passage is recounting how people prepared for the first coming. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight paths for him. Produce fruit in keeping with repentance. Do not rely upon your Christian heritage or upbringing. Repent. Turn your life over to Jesus. Tell him you're sorry for going your own way, thinking you knew what was best. Turn from fear, anxiety, addictions, hypocrisy, criticism. Biases, selfishness. Despair, confusion. Self-pity. Self-righteousness. Turn from bitterness, comparison, division. Lack of self-control. Turn from those things to Jesus. You don't have to know how to get free except to turn to him. Turn to him. These were people who were religious, right? Coming to repent. How do I prepare the way for the Lord? How do I make myself available to him? I repent. I confess my sin. And I turn to him. I'm going to give you guys a little bit of time to think about that, to talk to God. I think as Christians, and maybe even those some are here who don't know him yet, we think we're stuck. We claim the name of Christ, but we don't see a lot of victory in our lives. And we keep trying to figure out why we have these patterns, why we're stuck. Today, you have the power to repent, to turn, What that's going to look like is first you talk to God. There's no one dressed like John the Baptist here. We might all be weird, but we do, and maybe even eat weird foods. But just like the people in this passage want to be free. Don't let anything hold you back. No fear, no shame. Say, I'm done. And we're going to have the elders up here, the pastors, for people who are ready to make a fresh start. The way you confess your sins, we don't want the laundry list. If you have a specific thing that you really feel like God wants you to confess to them, fine, do that. But the real sin here is that we think we know what's best for us. Whether that's, you know, I fill in the blanks, you guys know. Okay? Today, prepare the way for the Lord. Make a straight path. If you have never known Jesus and you want to know him today, come forward. There'd be pastors, people to pray with you, elders. If you have never been baptized, come forward. Talk to a pastor and elder. In this passage, it says that Jesus is going to baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. If you've been walking with the Lord, you've been baptized by water, but you have never been baptized in the Holy Spirit, come today. Come today. Do not hold back. Do not let fear. Do not let shame win. Get as much of God as he wants to offer you. We already made a list of things, and et cetera could have been put on there, of what we do with our own lives. God wants to give you peace, love, joy, gentleness. That's fruit of the Spirit, right? And he has gifts. Don't hold back. No laundry list. When you confess, you say, Lord, I'm sorry for going my own way. I'm tired. I want your ways. Thank you for offering me a way, your way, life. Okay? When you come to the pastors and elders, you make the same confession. Not my way, your way, Lord. Okay? If there's something that you know that's been gripping you and you'll know, the Holy Spirit will say, speak this out. All of us here are sinners. Every single one. God said, no sin is worse than the other, right? He didn't say, oh, this is the big, big sin. This is low, low sin. But it's not the laundry list that we're trying to do. God knows what you've done. Repentance is an act of submission, saying, I don't want my way anymore. It's not leading to life. Okay? So I'm going to be quiet for a few minutes, and then, or not minutes, probably seconds, and then I'm going to have people come forward for who are going to be the people that are going to pray for you. And again, people who would like to follow Jesus and have never made that commitment before, come forward. People who have been baptized either as an infant or you were fully submerged and an adult or whatever, you knew what you were doing, but you haven't been living the life. Come forward. You can do a renewal of vows for your baptism. How beautiful is that? Okay? God is so good. He is the God of many chances. Why? Because we need that. We need that. He's the only one that's perfect, and he says, come. Okay? If you've never been baptized in the Holy Spirit, come forward. He says, power, fire. Right? Boldness. Oh, man. The last part of that passage said, he's separating the wheat from the chaff. Why be chaff? Why be chaff? He spent this whole passage talking about what it looks like to be wheat. Be wheat. So I'll give you a few minutes to talk to God. And then we have some clipboards for people to sign that want to be baptized, who want to do renewal of vows. All right. And elders, pastors, and prayer ministers, please come forward.